chapter 14, verse 23 to 27. John chapter 14, verse 23 to 27. Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our body unto him. He that loveth me not keep my sayings, and the word which he heareth is not mine, but the Father's which I make. This is that I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. For the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom my Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the word giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it not be afraid. This man's by the way.
Amen.
Good
morning.
It's another wonderful opportunity to study God's word. I must tell you, the Bible class was fully loaded. There's a lot to chew. And I pray that God will help us to do his service according to his will in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today is we are going to be talking about what is popular, but we really don't put so much attention. And each time I have this opportunity, I see it as a privilege. Not because I can talk or because I am worthy, but because it is a chance that God does give me anyone like you to talk to ourselves. The gospel of peace. The central purpose of our being here is the gospel of Christ. Have you ever wondered why the gospel of Christ is often described as the gospel of peace? Our Bible reading, if you look at this last verse, it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not like the word given. That tells you that we are the advocate of this peace. That is the joy of our salvation. The Bible describes the gospel as peace. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the good tidings. The whole idea of the gospel is about bringing peace to the earth, to mankind. And we as Christians, according to the teacher this morning, and of course the Bible, you see, we are the light of the world. The peace of the gospel, have you ever sounded really like peace to you? Yes, the gospel is the good news that brings comfort and joy to the world. The Bible called Christ peace. He called him Prince of Peace. The world is in chaos, but God is in his mercy and love gave us Christ so that the world might know peace. In the book of John 16, 33, let's quickly read it. It said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The world, despite the popularity of the gospel, even we that are Christians, are we enjoying the peace that Christ has brought to mankind? Can we boldly say that you have the peace and the joy and the comfort that Christ truly gives? What kind of peace are we talking about? Our knowledge of peace in the world, if you look at it, what does it mean to be peaceful? Probably silence, absence of chaos. Is that what Jesus is talking about? Because if truly the kingdom of God has come and the good news is preached to the world, why do we still have chaos and trouble in our lives and in the world? In verse 27 of our Bible reading, Jesus said, "My peace I give, not like the world giveth." The peace of Christ is central to our faith. Peace is an important element in the human life and in the world in general. Our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being crave for peace. Who does not want peace here? No one. When there is war, would you like to be there? I remember, yes, it's not popular here. Not because it is popular back home. But when you hear a gunshot, what would be the first thing you would do? Take cover, right? Every human being, from our physical sense of existence, from our emotional self, and from our spiritual life, we all crave for peace. Because of the desire for peace, many seek it in different places. Let's quickly look at it. What does peace mean? According to the Oxford Learner Dictionary, peace is described as a freedom from disturbance, a state of tranquility, calmness, quietness. I remember this passage that said, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all be silent. A form of peace. Freedom from interference, freedom from trouble, anxiety, or distress. This is according to the dictionary definition. But from the perspective of Christ, what does peace mean? Let's read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 and 19. "For the preaching of the gospel of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." The world perception of peace is different from that of Christ. And that is the reason why most rational people, wise people, don't want to follow God. Some don't even believe in God. Because the promise of peace and comfort and joy that Christ preaches, they don't see it. And that is why the Bible calls it is foolishness to them. Today, we see nations, governments, make effort towards achieving peace. We see a lot of peace accord. We see United Nations. We see so many things. But all of this effort, has it truly bring a lasting peace that the world desires? No. We still see war, live and direct, in the Middle East. I remember the day the Ukrainian war was about to start. It was like a movie. We see trucks, and it's being televised live. Trucks were moving bit by bit, and the war started. And the war is still on till today. The world do not know peace, but Christ preaches peace. We are all here because of the gospel of Christ, and it is called the gospel of peace. Can we truly say we have peace in our lives, which Christ gives? People have sought for peace in different places, like fornication, adultery, in drugs, in violence, in vengeance, in bad company, in abusive behaviors, but never achieving a lasting peace. Only in the kingdom of God that you can find true peace. Matthew chapter 13, verse 45. Let's read it. Matthew 13, 45. And the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pear, who, when he had found one pear of great price, went and sold all that he had. The peace that Christ gave cannot be compared to the comfort and the joy and the illusion that the world provides. There is nothing in the world that is as valuable and can be compared to what Christ gave. Jesus said, "What is the profit of a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" Let's quickly look at the attributes of the peace that God gives. First, it is a gift. It is not something you can acquire. It is the blessing of God. The Bible says, it is not something you can influence. It is the gift of God. According to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Bible says, when you become a Christian, you get the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not something that someone can invoke. It is a gift. It's a reward that only God gives. And peace is one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, according to Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. Another attribute of that peace which Christ gave, because if we can only understand and see what Christ means by a peace different from that of the world, then we can show it to the world. Then the world can see, they can see the light and the glory of God in our lives. Is that this peace is divine. It is not like, imagine when we go for holiday, we imagine a nice fancy hotel in a big white bed. Of course, hotel beds are white. We feel this is comfort. Or maybe we go to a beach and we experience the tranquility of the breeze and the sea. These are peace in its form. But this kind of peace which Jesus has brought to us, the Bible says, you can't find it anywhere. It is divine. It is from above. There is nowhere on earth that you can go and see it. It is only from above. And no one can give it. And therefore, no one can take it. Let's read James chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, and without partiality, and without hypocrisy. These are what surrounds the peace which is found in the gospel, which Christ has brought to the earth. The Bible says it is pure, gentle, easily entreated, full of mercy, and good fruits. It is beyond human understanding. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, Be careful for nothing, but by prayers and supplication, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding. According to the understanding of man, we all pray for money. If you have a big money, you are likely to have some relative comfort, right? If you have a big house, maybe a mansion, you are definitely going to feel relaxed, maybe secure. But the kind of peace which Christ gave is a peace that human cannot understand. Remember when we read earlier, to the world, it is foolishness. Because what does it mean? It is supernatural. You cannot rationalize it. Usually, hard work leads to more money. But the Bible tells us that it is the riches of God that make it increase. It is not by power. The Bible says the race is not for the swift, neither the battle for the strong. You see that the wisdom of God is different from the reasoning of man. It is not something that can be explained. If you have this peace, the world cannot understand it because it is not manifested in the things of the world. It is established in faith and trust in God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It can only make meaning to you if you believe it, if you accept it, if you receive it, if you trust in His power of healing. It is unshakable. It is enduring. The kind of peace in the world is short-lived. It doesn't last. For example, good health. Of course, when good health is everything, but the moment you are sick, the peace that good health offers is gone. Beauty. Beauty is elegant, it's power, it's energy. But as you grow old, what happens to the beauty? It fades away. But the peace and the joy that God gives does not fade away. The Bible says they are new every morning. The peace of Christ, the peace that Christ gave, the Bible says it is steady in trial. Unlike the world gives. If you find peace in maybe friendship or a company or job security, the day the job goes, the peace that it offers is gone. Maybe in a spouse, maybe in your children, the day things are not okay, the peace is over. But the peace that Christ gave, the Bible says, it does not disappear with hardship. But in the world, relative peace, I saw a picture of Ukraine. Even I saw that of Palestine, that we are having war, that is by the grace of God, coming down. And when the war, it was big difference. But in Christ, even when there is hardship, the Bible says the peace is still steadfast, the joy that it brings. It is rooted in reconciliation. Oftentimes, most of the peace occurred in the world, and the reconciliation that and the understanding that people that the world seek are not rooted in reconciliation. People want justice. But in Christ, true peace starts by reconciling yourself with God. The Bible says we cannot continue in sin that grace may abound. For every gift that you have, it is not because we merit it. It is because it is by the grace of God. For you to experience this peace, your heart must be right with God. That is the first stage. through faith in Christ, you will be let go of guilt and condemnation. The Bible says, there is therefore no condemnation for those that are where? In Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you by any chance want to experience the peace and the joy that is everlasting, that is in Christ, you have to learn how to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 6. The peace of God is protective. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It describes it as a shield against anxiety, fear, and doubt. He said, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your heart and mind. When you have the peace of Christ, it protects you from anxiety, from fear, and doubt. It leads to harmony. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, let's quickly read. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. It inspires Christians to live in peace, promoting forgiveness, unity, and love. When you have the Spirit of Christ in you, because of the peace that Christ gives us, it promotes harmony. It promotes peace. We become a lover of unity and of love. So what do? First, we all need to be an ambassador of peace. The Bible says you should let your light so shine before men. If you are not peaceful, how would Jesus see the kind of peace and joy that Christ has brought to the world? We all have to be example peacemaker wherever we find ourselves. We have to lead peace wherever we go. It is not about justice. It is rooted in mercy and forgiveness. The love of God that we experience, the Bible says, this is what he did. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not of work, that any man should glory. This is the kind of peace that Christ gave. It is not like the world provides. The peace of the world, they are conditional. You have to be this or that. When the teacher was teaching us this morning, I go through some thinking in my mind. How did Jesus select his disciples? They were not special people. They were ordinary people. But he brought them into his kingdom. And they were useful for his glory. Jesus has called up all of us, no matter who we are, for us to shine his glory and show the world the beauty that is in him. Are you peaceful? Are you merciful? Do you have joy in your heart that the world may see? Ask yourself. I ask myself, am I the kind of light that Jesus wants the world to see? So that they might appreciate the light that Jesus gives. If you want to experience this amazing life, maybe you are yet to be a Christian. You can be by first of all hearing this gospel. The gospel is that Jesus has come to the world, died, and brought peace to mankind. In spite of chaos, in spite of tribulation, in spite of challenges, in spite of war, the Bible says it gives peace into our hearts. You have to believe it. You have to repent of your sin, because you can't be in sin and experience the beauty of God. We have to confess Christ Jesus and be baptized. This is the only way we can enjoy the everlasting, enduring peace that is in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.